Sydney-based pop-punk band Yours Truly, speaking with us about the reality of trying to earn a livable income through music streaming platforms. How's it going, Teddy? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for joining the show. One of Spotify's core missions is to, or so they say, is to enable artists to earn a livable income. Your experience, a couple of your tracks, you've got hundreds of thousands. One track, you've got upwards of 8 million streams. Has this been the case for you?
I feel like it'd be different in every situation. Like, we're a band of four, so obviously things get split up in different ways for different things. So it's definitely, you do see a bit of money come through, but once you start to kind of get more songs with more listens and stuff, you definitely start to see a bit of income roll through. But yeah, I guess it's different for each person. So like a single artist would definitely be making quite a bit of money for themselves on something that had like similar amount of streams as us. But yeah, if you're splitting it four ways, it's normally a little bit less.
What about in terms of kind of the perception within the scene when you speak to your, fellow musicians, other people in bands that you might tour with, maybe people that support you or this, that and alike? What's the general perception of streaming services like Spotify?
I think a lot of people in the music scene tend to see it as that's where people are getting their music, and obviously like you do get paid from it, but it's probably not as much as what some people would like. And there's always going to be like room for improvement with that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think a lot of people do make money on streamings after they've kind of like paid back all the money that they've used to record. So a lot of the kind of income that you get from streaming does normally go straight towards other things. But then once you've got all of that done and paid for, there's definitely quite a few bands and quite a few people out there making a bit of money from it.
Is there a bit of complex there? Because obviously some smaller artists, they're going to see Spotify as this platform to open up their music to the world, and people all around the world, even people that might even live next door, right, could listen to them that otherwise probably wouldn't have stumbled across the music. But then for certain artists, they're putting all this blood, sweat and tears. There's literal investment that you have to put into recording your music. There's the efforts of just simply writing and having to take some time away. Do they feel like they're getting ripped off a little bit then?
Yeah, I think I can understand how it could be a little bit disappointing at first. But I guess it's also really good in a way where having your music on the streaming platforms like Spotify is just helping to get your music out there. Like if you're getting on playlists or even just like running through Spotify's algorithm, like it's branching your music out for people here to maybe someone that wouldn't have like found you on the internet or like through word of mouth. So there's benefit of that, and I guess it's just a matter of anything really. It just takes time to build up an audience, and you can either put like everything that you want into it or as little as you want into it. It's just depends, but yeah, I can definitely see how it would be a little bit of a shock to some people coming into it as like with like a fresh set of eyes.
What about in the current circumstances, how do you and your peers, or how can one support you and your peers outside of Spotify? Is there merch there to buy? Like what else can someone do that's a keen fan of music and wants to keep supporting these artists that they love when they can't go out and see a show and such?
I think that all the people that have bought tickets to shows that are being postponed, like definitely holding on to those tickets, because I mean, every band that had a show that's been postponed or cancelled, we all want to play the shows. We all want to be able to show everyone what we've been working on. So holding on to those tickets does mean a lot. And obviously we understand not everyone can do that. And yeah, like you said, there's always merch. Bands always have merch, and that's definitely one of the biggest income makers for a lot of artists, as well as like just supporting them by trying to share other people's music to like even your friends, even if it's like just telling people about artists sharing stuff on your social media. They're like, hey, I like your song, because you never know who's going to see it, and then they'll get passed on, so on and so forth. So just little things like that can definitely help a lot.
Are you optimistic about the state of live music in Australia once hopefully we're out of the woods and this whole COVID thing is a thing of the past? Or, I don't know, like are you having second thoughts or maybe like that? Or do you look to up and coming artists and think, oh, geez, it's going to be tough for you?
I think it'll be tough for the first little bit, but I reckon because we've had such a long time off and so many people have been so keen to get back into it, it's going to be a big flood of everyone just trying to do everything. And I think a lot of people that haven't been able to go out and see live music for so long are going to want to be doing that, and that's what they've been looking forward to this whole time. So I think it'll take a little bit for everyone, because everyone will be a little bit hesitant to be like, oh, is it actually back? Are we sure that everything's happening again? But once it is, we're going to definitely have a big boom throughout the music industry.
Yeah, sure thing. Well, I know even myself and a bunch of my friends and all that kind of stuff, that's all we want to do is to go out and see bands, our mates' bands and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so fingers crossed for you. Hopefully it gets better sooner rather than later and for the industry at large. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Teddy.